Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. Order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. This week's episode features a conversation I recently had with new client and friend Harper Ward. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm on the phone with a client and a new friend, Harper Ward. How you doing, Harper?
Great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm great. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure. A little nervous, but we'll get through it.
We will get through it. Don't worry about it, man. I've done so many of these, but I just wanted to sort of relate to the public about sort of the experience of you working with me. And actually, for me, it was probably one of my most memorable interactions with a client in the last 5 years. It wasn't just a transaction. It was a personal interaction that sort of took me by surprise. Harper, I want you to tell the public sort of how this whole thing came about.
Yeah. So, there's a website called Inside Hook that kind of decimates information. I saw your being a concierge, service on the Inside Hook. And so I kind of on a whim thought, man, this really sounds good. You had a really interesting profile, and I think they had 10 questions with you, and I was just very intrigued by it. And I thought, well, I think I'm going to go probably one route, and I was looking for a watch, but I thought you had such a wealth of knowledge, and for a pretty reasonable price, if I was going to go through you, especially getting the reward back, the money back, $150, that I thought, why not to take a chance? And it was the best thing I've done. I don't think I'll ever get in their watch without you.
Oh, thank you so much. So what Harper's referring to, for all of those of you who don't know, Inside Hook is a style guide for men. It's an online style guide. And that's what Harper's referring to. That's how he met me, because he's signed up for Inside Hook's, I think, newsletter, whatever they have. And, you know, he found me through that avenue. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this interview, because there are a lot of people who visit my website and who I think are afraid to take that plunge. I mean, let's face it, Harper, you didn't buy an inexpensive watch. You bought a pretty expensive watch. I mean, it's not the most expensive watch I've ever sold, but it's a very expensive watch in the grand scheme of watches. Like, you know, it's a $12,000 plus watch. You know, there are people out there who are like, well, how do I know he's for real? How do I know I'm getting it from an authorized dealer? How do I know who I'm dealing with? Can you kind of relay that experience?
Yeah. So, you know, number one, just your experience. So I took a plunge. I just took a chance. And, you know, $150 in relation to a $12,000 watch plus is not that much, but it's still somewhat a chunk of a change. And I was totally thrown off guard that you immediately contacted, you called me. Actually, it was from a number I didn't recognize, so I didn't answer it. And you left me a very detailed message, and I called you back, and you picked up. It was amazing. But to look at your website, the wealth of interactions you've already had, I was assured that, you know, I looked through all your profiles and all your online things, and I was assured that you were professional and doing the right thing. And the service is just, there's so many watches out there that I had an idea about what I wanted to, but to have somebody that can personally, literally call me that day and personally talk through me with me about what I may want, or I don't even really had, I didn't have a full clue of what I wanted, but you helped me, guide me to the correct path that I wanted. And that was really, it was refreshing, because there are so many watches out there. I had an idea, but I wasn't exactly sure. So it was very, very helpful to not only be called personally, to be emailed personally quickly, and then also your relationship through text. I feel like I can text anytime, and you're right there. It's just very, very easy.
Great. No, and I think what brought it home more for me was you know, I deal with clients all over the world, but like what brought it home for me more was, you know, it came through my website. It came through an article published on me. And, you know, as Harper said, he took that plunge. And what Harper's referring to, for those of you who don't know what Harper's referring to when he means the $150, is I work on a $150 consultation fee for my time. I advise, guide you, and I help source a watch for you if you want to proceed at that point and buy a watch through me. I deduct the $150 PayPal fee that you pay originally to me for my services. I deduct that from the final price of the watch. So not only did Harper get, I think, sound advice, but he also got that money back when he bought the watch. So there was sort of there's no pressure. There's nothing to lose. There's everything to gain. And I think what brought it home for me more than anything was I was in LA when Harper contacted me, and I was with my sister, and I was walking through Venice Beach, and we were just kind of having a brother sister type day. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, this gentleman came through my website and I'm going to call him. And then, you know, I didn't reach you, then you call me back. And then what was even cooler was how quickly we established that rapport with each other, never meeting each other. And then even further on was, you know, Harper was actually with his wife in Las Vegas, and I was traveling back on a Sunday back to Las Vegas, and I landed and we coordinated and we met up and we had a drink together and we kind of further established that bond. That was very cool. That's not something I normally do with my clients. So
yeah, no, that was it was actually really wonderful. And you know, you had your purple gin and tonic, and we had a few drinks ourselves. I actually ended up calling back the next day to the Blind Pig, I believe, because I was like, what was that purple gin you had? I should have asked that at night. But yeah, no, that was a truly remarkable experience, especially like you said, to kind of put a face to a name and to get to personally interact with you, talk about your experiences with, you know, past presidents, with all the different companies, and how you've kind of gone through your really long experience in a vast majority of watches, and how you've gone from East Coast to West Coast. Yeah, it's just and just like you said, it was very professionally done, but that made it personable. And I feel like not only I'm your client, but I definitely feel like I'm your friend.
100%.
That was really neat.
100%. You and your wife, you both were such nice people. Honestly, my kind of people, from good families and just like down to earth, humble people. And I just, you know, it meant the world to me that we were able to meet up. And it even furthermore, I know that once you had that Sunday that we had met, Harper had sent. So once he proceeded, I sent him a credit card authorization form. He filled it out. We agreed on a price. And then I deducted the $150 PayPal fee. Can you describe your experience, Harper, in terms of the transactional part of it, you getting the watch? How was your comfort level? How was your experience of, you know, like actually ordering it?
So I knew from the second I talked to you, and for the people that were listening, I chose IWC. It was really neat that that was basically where you got your roots, is from the IWC, and you knew very well about it. And I explained to you the exact process, what I wanted, and you gave me a couple of options. So then that let me refine it from there. And, you know, and I said, well, I think I wanted the white face or and the blue hands. And you said, oh, yeah, I know the exact one you want. Then you sent it to me. Then you sent the prices, and you clearly let it out. Here's the price. Here's my price. Less to the 150. This is what you would do. It took me maybe, I would say, 5 minutes to do the PayPal transaction really quickly. The only thing is, you know, gulp, spending that much money, but I wasn't concerned about not getting an authentic watch. I was just concerned about making the right decision for a lifetime of a watch. And so talking to you and knowing that we had met up the same street of what I actually wanted was wonderful. And then, I don't know, you know, you sent it to me in the mail, which was wonderful because it saved me on taxes, I believe. But the process came, the FedEx came. I actually missed it that day, but I just went to the store and picked it up. It is a perfectly a beautiful box. It was perfectly wrapped, came with papers, and also you ended up sending me another band as well. So that's it was just too easy. It was wonderful.
That's great. And you know, for anyone out there who's listening, how would you say that this experience Harper, because you have a Rolex and you have a couple other watches, and your brother's into watches, and you know your father's a Rolex guy. How would you say this experience of working with, you know, someone like myself is different than going into a store and buying it? Like, what do you?
100%. So this is what I've told. I've already recommended to my brother and to one of my best friends who's really wants to get the A-long watch, but. I always feel a little intimidated walking into a store, and I do feel sort of a suspicious eye, and that's just a personal thing, and
sure.
It's probably not true, but, you know, I go in there, and I want to look at a $30,000 watch or a $15,000 watch or a $5,000 watch, and I'm just kind of scared to ask that person, can I look at this? Can I see this?
Sure.
Or do I even have a place in here? And then I'm not sure if that's the one that I want, you know, and so it's nice to be able to interact with you, verbalize, talk. Here's the pros and cons. Here, let me send you a couple of things that I'm thinking on this line. And it just streamlined it for me. It makes it a lot easier because I'm not as intimidated. And the personal relationship that I can talk to you freely, you know, even me saying this is my goal for the next watch and you sent it to me and you said, well, here would be the price and you can start saving for it.
Right.
But yeah, you know, it's like I said, I'll never go back. I'll never buy another watch without you.
Oh, thank you. It's a Sunday. I know most people are watching football or whatever. I just appreciate you taking the time out, Harper, to do something like this. And I really appreciate you working with me and believing in me because honestly, you know, I've done this my whole life, but, you know, I think once people cop on to the service I have and they understand it, I think it's something like, you know, because watches are intimidating. I mean, listen, I've been doing it my whole life, and I mean, I'm not going to lie. There are times I still get intimidated. I learn something every day. But the fact is, I feel like I want to be on the side of the consumer, and I mean that in every single way. Like, I'm pretty sure, Harper, you can even attest to the fact that, you know, even before you got your watch or whatever, I sent you the tracking, and I was like, it looked like no one was home to sign for it, and I actually sent it to you. You know,
absolutely.
Like, it's sort of the way that I work. I your happiness to me is the most important thing, and a lot of people just talk about that. They don't actually mean it, but for me, it's really customer service. It's really the relationship, and I hope we continue to do business for a very long time and be friends for a long time.
I totally agree, and I definitely look forward to coming out to Vegas again and seeing you out there. And you're always welcome in Oklahoma anytime. Absolutely.
You're so kind, and please give my regards to your wife and your family, and I'm sure we'll be speaking again soon. Thank you so much, Harper.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, folks. That was my one-on-one conversation with new client and new friend, Harper Ward. As you can see, he had a good experience, and this is the kind of experience I want all of my clients to have. It's very easy to contact me. I do respond immediately. This is what I do. This is what I've done my whole life. This is what I get the most enjoyment out of, seeing my clients happy. And I think, you know, this was a great testimonial from somebody who I've never met, who, you know, reached out to me via my website, who read an article about me. You can definitely check out my press section as well and see all of the different press I've received. That's something that I don't really talk about much, but I do have press from the New York Times to Inside Hook, which is how Harper found me. You can read the article in that section. I believe it's in the About section. You can go and see the press. You can also definitely read my world-renowned blog. It's packed with information on the latest watch news. You can listen to my podcast. You can watch my videos. You can check out what my services are. You can stream my Facebook Live posts on the About section on the sidebar on the right-hand corner. You can also check out the Kingsley 1945 collection. Kingsley 1945 are watches that are style designed and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island, by the Kingsley Watch Company. They're built like watches in the $5,000 to $7,000 range for under $2,000, and we do have customizable options for additional fees. And as a special holiday promotion, if you place your order on a Kingsley 1945 watch before December 5th, you will get an additional complimentary hand-stitched genuine leather strap, a value of $100 while supplies last. You definitely want to check out my
Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.